Governor Gavin Newsom is encouraging more Californians to apply for rental assistance before the state's moratorium on evictions expires this fall, KPFA's Chris Lee reports. California Governor Gavin Newsom spoke at an in-person rental relief sign-up event in East Los Angeles, inviting struggling renters and landlords to apply for financial aid.
And we're encouraging others that may not be aware of it or may need a little bit of a push to take advantage of this program. And here's why. After September 30th, the likelihood that we're going to extend an eviction moratorium diminishes every day, particularly as the economy comes roaring back, as it has in this state, but not for everybody. So we're here outreaching. We're here to remind people of the power and potency of this program. And for those that do have access to tools and technology, housingiskey.com. Housingiskey.com.
Last month, Newsom extended the eviction moratorium from June 30th to September 30th and increased the amount of unpaid rent the state will cover for income-qualified applicants to 100%. That means landlords no longer have to foot a fifth of the bill to receive rental relief funds. Despite being the most ambitious rental assistance program in the country, with $5.2 billion earmarked towards the effort, California has received criticism for being sluggish in disbursing its rental assistance. Of the $1.4 billion it made available in March, only $158 million have been disbursed to date. That's a fraction, 15%, of the $1 billion applicants requested in rental assistance. But it's an improvement. Just 3 weeks ago, the state released 8% of the dollars requested. Jackie Zaneri, staff attorney at ACE, the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, says most of the tenants she works with will wait months before they receive their rental assistance.
Many tenants have been waiting months for rent assistance after submitting their application. Having rent assistance dispersed within 30 days of an application being submitted is a great goal. But California is currently far away from that.
In response to the delays, the Business Consumer Services and Housing Agency Secretary, Lourdes Castro Ramirez, says they're working to speed up delivery of the funds to the people who need it most.
And it is our goal to ensure that, you know, the disbursement, the rental and utility arrears are processed, you know, in a timely manner. The goal that we have is to be able, from the moment the application is submitted and reviewed, to be able to disburse dollars within 30 days. That is the goal that we're working towards. AB 832 enabled us to make a number of significant changes to the program, to simplify the program, to get to 100%, and then also, of course, you know, to extend the eviction protections.
Although the state's eviction moratorium officially ends September 30th, tenants who earn under 80% of median income in their county are protected from eviction for an additional 6 months until March 2022, giving them extra time to apply for rental relief. I'm Chris Lee reporting for KPFA.